We are going to take attendance.
I'm in.
Great. It is 7:11. We are continuing. Joan DiLorenzo.
Yeah.
Gloria Gio.
Present.
One point of order. Can we? We're working with the members, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure what your confusion is. There are only four of us, and I've called two names. This is Serene Roberts. I'm present. Michael White.
I'm here.
Great. If anyone else is present, you're welcome to identify yourself in any manner you choose. Or you can simply observe. This is not one of those committees where you get membership by attendance. So if that incentivizes you to remain anonymous, that's fine. If you wish to identify yourself, you're also welcome to do that. Okay, not a problem. I am trying to find my agenda. I literally just got off the train. Does anyone have it handy? I think after the agenda.
This is your ball game. Please lead.
I think after the attendance, we should discuss who will serve as pro tem secretary. And the floor is open. Really, people? Okay, fine. I will do it. What are you saying?
I'll nominate Joan.
I'll second the motion.
You don't need seconding committee. Hearing no acceptance, I will not.
No, I really don't want.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take notes as best I can. I am working on getting my agenda. I'm sorry, I literally just walked off the train, so I'm trying to get my phone to recognize that we are above ground. Okay, we can, this is probably out of sequence. I guess nobody else has the agenda in front of them either. So we can't approve something that we can't see, but we can begin by speaking about the purpose of the
Serene,
committee.
Can you please put the agenda up on the share screen and put the agenda up like we do for our meetings?
Yeah, I'm looking to find what was your email title that sends the agenda?
Probably just said agenda. Okay, here we are. It was sent around again.
Just share screen and put it up and then we can walk through it. Thank you.
Hello. Listen, this isn't a club, it's a meeting. So although it's very informal, it's a small group, I don't think there's any need for anyone to jump in while someone else is speaking. And I am on by phone, which I think you know since you're on the screen and you can see that I am on by phone. So there will be no sharing of the agenda. It's small enough that we can actually memorize it and move on. We have convened, we have called roll, introductions. So people have...
When did you send the agenda?
I sent it again at 7:47 this morning. It hasn't changed since we've been trying to have this meeting for more than a month.
Hang on a second.
The next item is
I think I found it.
Michael?
So let's see if I can put it up for people.
The items are convene, roll call, introduction.
Well, it's nice if we can have it in front of us. It's more professional.
And that's fine, but we're not required to stay silent while he posts it. Thank you. Pro tem officers, review committee purpose, set a work plan, set the next two meetings, and adjourn. There's no need to prolong the meeting. I'm sure that everyone has something they need to get to. So I move that we approve the agenda.
Well, I can't see the agenda, so I can't approve it. Serene, if you're going to be the host of these meetings,
Gloria,
you don't have the technology that you need to actually convene it.
No, actually, in order to have the meeting, all you need is a degree of decent behavior by people who want to get work done. There are 8 items on the agenda.
I'd like to see the agenda. Michael, can you post the agenda and help out?
You have the agenda. It's in the email that you received. Please stop. These are the items in the agenda. Michael has been so kind as
to post the agenda. We're looking at it now, Serene.
I'm sharing the agenda now.
That's great. But, you know, these calls are recorded for a purpose, and the people who will be listening to it also need to hear it. So I will read it one more time without interruption if you can manage to control yourself. Convene, roll call, introductions, pro tem officers, review committee purpose, work plan, next 2 meetings, adjourn. I move that we approve the agenda.
I don't understand what pro tem officers mean. Can you define that?
Temporary. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
I don't understand what pro tem officers mean. Can you please define
it? It means the same thing it means at every other meeting. We are a body of 4 elected by the LSB. We will ultimately be involving other people and electing other members. When we are at full complement, we will have permanent chair and a permanent secretary, hopefully. Until then, we have pro tem officers. Pro tempore, I believe, is the Latin. It's happened at every single meeting of the board and its committees. It's not unfamiliar to anyone. Are there any amendments?
Yes. Well, first of all, I have a problem. What does the agenda item work plan mean?
The plan of work for the committee. What it is.
What does that mean? That's a tautological answer. What does it mean?
You don't understand what it means to.
Serene, you need to have definitions.
I'm asking because I don't understand what it means.
I do not understand
what it means, and that's why I'm asking. If you'd like to ask me whether I understand what it means again, you can. What does it mean, please?
If when we review the committee purpose, we discuss the motion that created the committee and decide how we intend to get the work done. Therefore, we will be making a work plan.
Wait a minute. We decide how to get the work done. So that would be a procedural plan, and it has nothing to do with content?
I'm sorry. I can't explain much more clearly to you what a work plan is. If you understand what the task is, which we'll be discussing when we review the committee purpose, we decide how best we can get that work done. The assignment.
All right. I move to strike the agenda and work plan for vagueness.
Okay.
So let's take that out. Also, let's replace it with we don't have anything about setting up an election, so we don't have anything about nominating officers.
Okay, I just explained that, in fact, we are a body of 4 at this point. We will decide how many people we want to add, and when those people are elected, that's part of describing the work plan. When those people are
now, wait, elected, you, that has nothing to do with what you just described as the work plan. So now you're in response to my moving to strike the work plan, you are changing your definition of a work plan.
No, I think you're not paying attention. If you read the motion,
I'm paying attention, and that's why I'm pointing out the discrepancies.
Everyone is paying attention. There's a lot of vagueness in this.
You do not have the floor.
So
we've discussed
work plan because we don't know what it means.
Or let's
Or you would, or would please define work plan for the purpose of the agenda.
Michael, I was explaining the work plan and you decided you understood enough to bring a motion to strike it. And now you'd like
Said I understood
but that. BJ7 has his hand up.
You're misrepresenting my motion. I said the opposite. I said, because there is an inability to define what work plan is, because it is vague and we have no idea what it is. I said, let's strike this item that we don't know what it is. And you're telling me moved to strike it because I understood what it is. I moved to strike it for vagueness and for lack of any clarity as to what it is.
Number seven, or seven, sorry. Go ahead.
Me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I attend this meeting today because I believe that's like an inclusion thing for WBAI. And to tell you the truth, the voices of Asian Americans are not really well heard, especially in the progressive world. I think that I'm uniquely qualified. I had the first U.S. presidential candidate debate with the use of the Korean language by one of the participants. And I've hosted the only third-party independent candidate debate forums in the 21 election cycle for New York City. Right now, I'm working with a man from Death Row who's working to get justice from the state of New Jersey. Now, most recently, the Asian American curriculum now mandatory in New York City schools has no mention of the word Palestine or Palestinian, despite the fact that Edward Said, a Palestinian American, coined the term Oriental.
Let me interrupt you, not because I don't think what you're saying is relevant, but because we're discussing the agenda. So it has to be relevant to the
Discussed. Well, I want to see if I could get into the included in the programming, and maybe I could be added to the agenda because this is an inclusion committee, right?
I second the motion.
One of the tasks for the committee is, in fact, to examine the underrepresentation of area communities. So we would be looking at three things: the programming, the staffing, and board candidates for the election where nominations began on Saturday, on the first, whatever day the first was. So I've actually myself pointed out that there are two Asian, possibly one Asian American and one other person who does Asian programming. But yeah, it seems to be a missing community. I don't know everybody's, history. And we will certainly get to that. I appreciate that. But at this point, we're discussing the agenda. So do you have something to say on the agenda?
Good luck.
Indeed. Okay. So we're on the issue of striking the work plan because the member apparently does not understand it.
No, I disagree. It's not that no one understands it. It's that it's not described.
It's not what?
Described.
Okay.
Work plan is two words. There's no definition as to what it encompasses.
Hello.
It's vague.
Calm down.
Nebulous.
Calm down. You're actually quite rude and you're interrupting constantly. So I'd like to have a meeting about how we serve area communities. If you would like to have a fight, this is the wrong gathering.
Point of order.
What is your point of order, Michael White?
I do not believe that it is proper under Robert's rules for members of this committee to be insulting other committee members. So I don't believe it is appropriate for you to start calling another member rude. So, if I hear that kind of thing again, I'm going to ask for an apology.
There are other adjectives that could be used to describe the constant interruption that you take.
All right, now I want an apology.
But that's fine. Yeah.
Would you please apologize? I don't even want to be here.
If you're going to do this. And that constant Robert rules is a pain in the ass.
I agree, but Robert rules do have concepts of civility, and I don't like it when I'm hearing someone insulting another board member.
I didn't hear any insulting.
We are voting. Your point is not well taken. We are voting on the issue of removing the words work plan from the agenda. So in order, Joni, how do you vote?
So remove it.
Gloria, how do you vote?
Please remove it.
I vote no. Michael White, how do you vote?
Yes, remove. Excuse me,
you do not, you have not been recognized. Please stop. Hey, what is that dinging that I'm hearing? Are you still here running the Zoom? Okay. So on the word, on removing the words work plan, the vote is 3-1. It is removed. Are there any other proposed amendments to the agenda?
I propose that we insert into the agenda after review of committee purpose, that we will nominate and officers and set up an OPA vote election to before our next meeting. And I also move
There is only one amendment.
And I move along with that, that we, where it says next two meetings, that we say next meeting. And then we can meet after the officers have been elected.
Okay. Let's discuss your idea. First of all, we're having a discussion of pro tem officers. That would be the time where we can discuss having elections for permanent officers. I've already explained my objection. And in fact, I object to inserting that, you know, OPA vote, which I don't know who runs that. But I object to that. But let's take a vote. Joan.
No, I thought this was just going to be a meeting where we could talk about what we want to do to help the station.
Okay. The Joan votes no. Gloria.
Yes.
Michael.
I vote yes.
Is there something going on? Am I missing something?
I think there's some typing to.
Yeah, there's crickets. Who's running this meeting? Serene? Come on, what's going on?
I'm interested about the housing stuff. I actually have some stuff coming up regarding housing. Activism stuff.
Hi, sorry. I got dropped. I guess everyone else is still here. So that vote fails. We're not going to be inserting OPA vote. Are there any further amendments to the agenda? Okay. Voting on the agenda.
How did that vote fail? If there's only four of us who can vote and two of us voted for it and two of us voted against it, how can it fail? It's a tie.
Because it would take, because if every time there's a tie, vote fails. If you're attempting to change something and there's a tie, it fails.
Wait a minute. Because you convened this meeting. So if I go off and I convene my own meeting for this committee, then then I get to win all the time?
Amending the agenda requires a two-thirds vote, even here.
I can't hear you.
I was saying amending the agenda requires a two-thirds vote. So you need
But we don't have an agenda
even
proposed
agenda.
By,
okay.
We don't have an agenda proposed by a chair.
Break it up and you should identify yourself if you want to speak. Although I guess maybe you want to be anonymous. That would be fine too. When you bring a motion to amend something, you need that motion to pass in order for the amendment to happen. So the motion fails. A tie is a failure.
Yes, but we haven't even approved the agenda.
Therefore, we are looking at the agenda as amended, and let's have a vote on that agenda, please. Beginning with Joni. This is that we have amended the agenda to remove work plan, and everything else stays in place. How do you vote?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
You know, suddenly I'm just having such a terrible time hearing.
What point of order?
We're in the middle of a vote. Joni, how do you vote?
I don't know what we're voting on.
I'm gonna have to try something else. Just say yes or no, because I'm not.
Joni, we're voting on approving the agenda, the original motion.
Oh, approve, yes.
Joan, can you say yes or no on the agenda as amended?
Yes. As amended.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Let me see if anybody else is clear. Gloria, how do you vote on the amenda as on the agenda as amended?
I can hear Joan perfectly well. Do you want to adjust your headphones or something?
What is
Joan said yes as amended.
Thanks. What is your vote?
Yes as amended.
Michael?
I'm sorry, I was interrupted with a distraction. What
yes
was the
no,
question?
I can barely understand what is being said. I don't need a speech, just yes or no.
No, I'm not sure this is an order because
Michael votes no. I vote
I'm
yes.
Not sure I would have come to
the
this
motion,
meeting if I thought
the agenda as amended.
The agenda
introductions. So, folks, both the people who are members, and if some of you who are joining
I think I convened this meeting myself.
To introduce yourself.
I think I would have not come to this meeting and convened another meeting if
beginning with
John, these were
please,
the
please
rules.
Go ahead with your.
Maureen, you're talking over Michael. Do you want to listen to the members speak?
I'm really having so much trouble understanding what's being said. Joan,
well,
if you
you're
can
talking
go ahead
over,
with your...
Serena,
so
you're talking over Michael.
I would not have come to this meeting.
Joan?
Okay,
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying, but I do know that you have not been recognized that we're doing introductions.
Serena, do you want to log out and log in so that you can hear the participants?
Joan, please go ahead.
We'll wait for you to log out and log in if you'd like to hear from the participants of this meeting.
So, we could wait. I don't know about this agenda. It seems highly irregularly, I should not have come to this meeting. Based on the rules that are being implemented.
Okay, this is Serena. I'm going to get off and try
I should have
to
convened my own meeting, and
we'll
I should have.
For you to come back in, Serena,
please go ahead. I'll join you in a minute.
Based on these rules,
more than a minute or two, and I'll get the whatever is relevant.
We'll wait for you,
Serena.
We're waiting.
So one of the things I'm hearing is that right before the vote, Serene threw in an interpretation of what this agenda means that is not there on its face at all. Because there's something that says pro tem officers that would not mean pro tem officers for this meeting. That would somehow have some greater implication. So, if that's the case, in an initial meeting, you have pro tem officers, but the idea that pro tem officers would, go beyond an election, that's crazy.
I agree. It's the language. Really vague. The language is extremely vague. There's no definitions as to what's meant. I agree. It's hard to approve something that we don't know what it means.
I think she said she would discuss electing permanent officers under the topic pro tem officers.
I think what she said is that she wants to reconstitute the committee before officers are elected, which is, that
out of order.
That's a major decision that has just been preempted by behaving in a surreptitious fashion where you present an agenda that is supposed to govern according to her interpretation, and she won't say what the agenda means.
She needs to elaborate on the meaning of this language. It's like voting for a pig in a poke. I mean, you don't know what it is.
Well, we have a quorum, right? I move to adjourn this meeting. Do I have a second on that?
Well, I'll second.
Let's give her a time to get back in the meeting.
MK, can we do that? Let's take a vote. Joan, would you like to adjourn this meeting?
No.
Okay. Would you like to adjourn this meeting, Gloria?
Yeah, it's Serene needs to have the technology to run the meeting.
I vote to adjourn the meeting. The meeting is hereby adjourned. Thank you all.
Absolutely not.
What is it with BAI people that you can't have a meeting where you just come and talk and discuss things that we need to help the station with before it goes off the air and we're not going to be around anymore to have
meetings? I agree we can talk. The meeting is now adjourned, and so you're off the record here.
You were your records.
All right.
I don't need records. I need how we're going to help the station.
Thank you. Hopefully the next meeting, Serene will be prepared for it.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Leave.
You said you had something about housing, because I need housing. Can you say what you have on that? You're muted.
I'm sorry about that. Thank you. Yeah, I actually do work in several fields of housing. From the homeless shelters to actually public housing, as well as helping people with illegal evictions. Yeah.
On that, because I don't have housing right now.
Okay, are you
right
now?
And I'm trying to get it, and I've been to every coalition, every agency, every councilman.
You're in New York City?
Yeah, I'm in my office. I've been staying in my office.
I'm in the same exact situation, to tell you the truth. Yeah. I have an office myself. I don't have any place.
Oh, we need to talk. I also want to do more for the Asian community on
Colin? Is this Serene?
I don't know what number I show up as, but can
you? Do you have my email? Or?
You know what? I tell you what, I'll pass my information in the chat right here. And then just call me up afterwards.
Okay, because I can't use the computer.
Yeah, I'll give you some information right now. I actually work with the shelters, stuff like that, and other stuff. I don't like the shelter myself. I stay out of it myself.
But I'd like to talk to you, though.
Yeah, I just passed you my phone number. You got it right there?
Oh, okay. All right.
Serene, I need to tell Serene something.
I also work with the Open Innocence right here.
This is one of the first tenant association presidents in New York City history to run for state assembly right here.
I'm sorry, folks. Hello?
As actually someone that I'm actually working with many advocates.
Yes, we can hear you, Serene.
Okay, we're back.
Michael moved to end the meeting, and he and Gloria are gone.
Excuse me. I'm apologizing for interrupting the conversation that was happening, but I do need us to return to the COI meeting. I'm sorry about that very strange technical problem that developed.
I'm just giving you information, Serene. Michael moved, but you didn't have to listen to this. Michael moved to end the meeting, and he and Gloria voted for it, and they are now gone. I'm letting you know.
That's fine. We will continue. We were at the point of introductions, so I didn't hear if you did. You introduce yourself, Joan?
No. What am I gonna say?
What are we supposed to say? We're going to continue with the meeting. We're going to set dates, and we're going to try to get some work done because, you know, some people talk DEI, but they're not serious. We'll see. We'll see what pans out. But please introduce yourself to the body as a member of this committee.
I'm Joan. I've been listening to BAI for like 50 years, I think, or since the 70s. I've been an activist, a protester, a good troublemaker. I'm trying to help the station. I was elected to the LSB, which there's another place they don't do anything. I want to help the station. The station is needed right now more than ever. We need free speech and truth and justice, radio to be around with everything that's going on now. So we need the station to be here. And it, with all its problems and all, we need to help fix them, which I don't think anybody's really been taking seriously or trying to do with Robert's rules and being stopped at every turn. You can't even talk anymore. I thought this was going to be a meeting where we could talk and discuss how we could help the station move forward and do different things with including different peoples and just trying to help. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. My name is Doreen Roberts. I've been at BAI for, gosh, since the early 80s. And I've functioned almost every capacity, paid, unpaid, tally room, paid, unpaid. tally room being the phone room where we used to take pledges in person. I've been the unpaid staff organization steward. I've been on the program, elected to the program council, et cetera, et cetera. I'm back on the LSB after some time, and I'm on the PNB this year. And this committee of inclusion, I think, really speaks to the potential of Pacifica, even in the condition it's in, and even with some of the characters that we tend to attract. The potential of an organization that intentionally says, we're going to make sure that everyone is involved. We're going to make sure that everyone has a platform for their interests. And I think we should work really hard to make sure that that happens. We're not going to get an opportunity again to do this kind of thing. There, you know, signals now don't really come up like that. And we certainly are not in a fiscal position to buy one if one were to become available. So I think we need to do our best to preserve the ones that we have. Is there anybody else on the call who wants to do a short intro? Okay. I guess since Joni and I are the only two members left, and we did ask for a secretary earlier, I'll continue as the convener and as the secretary. In terms of reviewing the committee, so I did send the link out to the bylaw that created this committee. I sent it out in the email, and anyone who needs to have asked, can I posted the link there. Can someone put the link in the chat for folks? It's kind of long, so I don't want to really read the whole thing. But if you go to pacifica.org, and I think under About, right, there's a banner at the top. If you choose About, you'll see something that says Indexed Bylaws, and it thanks Jack Van Aken, who's the person who created those that format for us. And in Article 8, we talk about the Article 8, Section 4, we talk about the committees of inclusion. And again, I'm not going to read that whole thing. But it says, in addition, there shall be established at in each of the foundation's radio station areas, standing committees of the board, and this would be the national board, to monitor the underrepresentation of communities in their respective radio station areas. These committees of inclusion shall include one director, in that case it's me, and three LSB members, which would be Joan DiLorenzo, Gloria Gio, and Michael White, who shall be elected by their respective LSBs, and such additional individuals as those four shall choose by majority vote. The Committee of Inclusion will monitor both station programming and staff in consultation with the LSBs. They will also monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the LSB's appropriate committees to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national level. So the timing, we should have done this early in the year. I think we were actually elected back in March, I think. And we have been having difficulty getting a meeting. Not dissimilar to the performance here tonight, actually, except it was in writing, having difficulty actually getting together. But I think the purpose of the committee is important, more important than people's other issues. So I hope that we will get something done. Okay, so that's the reviewing the committee purpose. We agreed to strike work plan. I would like us to just set the next two meetings. So if you go to kpftx.org, which is where all Pacifica governance meetings for both local and station, local and national boards and their committees is listed, we can see. And the easiest way to do this probably is when you go to kpftx.org, you go to the upper right-hand corner, and there are three boxes that are slightly off to the side. The first one says link to Pacifica monthly view, and that's really the best one to use. One, it gives you the whole month at a glimpse, and it also shows executive session meetings, which are not visible when you look at the list on the front page. So nobody meets on, very few committees meet on Fridays, so those are wide open. But I think we had had a previous discussion. People said they didn't like Fridays. I don't know. But for now, at least, today being June 3rd, the 17th does not have a 7 o'clock conflict, either locally or nationally. I would propose that we meet then. Let's look at the 10th, because, you know, the problem, as I said, is that the 10th is open if we want to meet. Nominations opened on June 1st. They closed on the 30th. If we are hoping to have some real discussion about recruiting candidates in time for people to meet that deadline, because it's not going to be extended just because the COI didn't consider people or because, you know, we're satisfied with having only certain folks represented on the board. It's going to take people time to make sure their memberships are current, right? Because you have to have contributed at least $25 or 3 hours of supervised volunteer work between July 1st of 2023 and June 30th. So I would actually propose that we try to meet on the 10th, which is next Monday, and the 17th, and we can vote on them separately. So, Joan, how do you feel about June 10th?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and June 17th?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay, great. Maybe I should be more formal. I move that we meet on June 10th and 17th.
I second.
So we are good with that. What else is on the agenda? I'm sorry, I'm switching around here, trying to keep everything connected.
Thank you, MK, for putting the phone off.
Okay, so those are really the only things that we planned to do, and it's only 7:52. Are there any comments? Are there any community members present? I'm not super formal about making people speak in a particular area of the agenda. I just wanted to make sure we got rid of the basic things that we needed to do. Otherwise, if there are folks who want to talk about ideas for inclusion, or I can tell you what we've done in previous committees on the issue of broadening the Committee of Inclusion, because, you know, four people can't possibly represent the station area. So is there anyone here who wants to talk a bit about that, or should I just jump into a very, very, very brief description of what we did before?
Well, I'd like to hear about what we did before, you know, but I wasn't there. But I do have ideas about, you know, different ways that maybe we can try to get more different people into the community, our community.
Okay, great. So what we did before, I've been on this committee before. I was on this committee when I think Ralph Pointer was the director on the committee. I was on this committee when William Hairwagon was the director. And I think I did it once a long time ago when I was on the PNB that year. But basically what we do is, and I need to try to dig up the applications. We had a cart. We had a phone number for people who wanted to call in. We had a downloadable Google form. Or what do you, it's not downloadable. What do you call it when people can just go in and fill in a Google form and get sent to whatever address? Somebody more techie than me would have the proper term. But anyway, people were able to go onto the web and download. No, there I go again. And fill out this Google form that then was sent to the committee. And I think we were aiming for 7 additional people. The cart and the application. The application for sure, but I don't remember the cart language right now, would ask people, you know, their age, and this is, of course, voluntary, but since we're aiming for diversity, we would ask age, gender, or sexual orientation, religious, geographical area, because we cover New York, New Jersey, parts of Connecticut, parts of Pennsylvania, in fact, and, you know, what their interests were, what their special skills were, what their, you know, history with the station might have been, that sort of thing. We set a deadline by which it would have to be returned or completed. For people who didn't have internet access, we had a phone number. They would leave their names and number. And last year, if I recall, last time, I don't think this has been done. I don't think it was done last year. I remember last year. Anyway, I wasn't on the board last year, so someone did it. Someone else did it. Hazel Kinder would call people who didn't have internet access and essentially interview them, you know, gather all the information for the form. And then the forms were distributed among the board members, the four. And then we voted. So it's a similar process that I would hope we would do this time, but I think we have to really prioritize making sure that candidate information is available to as many diverse members of our communities as possible in the immediate, you know, in the immediate present, because immediate present, there we go, because of the deadline, the approaching deadline. Okay, that's my quick summary. Any questions or comments?
Yes, that sounds okay.
I have a question. Yeah. When you voted, what did you vote on regarding the surveys?
Well, there weren't surveys. They were just people giving their background. So, you know, if someone thought, well, gee, we have virtually no people under the age of 40 at the station, you know, if there was a young person who was interested, that was fine. You know, they might have gotten extra points from someone who wanted to do that. We did not set people, the members were allowed to use their own judgment with regard to the people thought would be able to add to the work that we were supposed to be doing. So we didn't have like 3 points if you're under 18 and 5 points if you're gay and, you know, 6 points if you speak three languages, or we didn't have that kind of format.
But I mean, what was the purpose of voting? Was it to select candidates for the board, or?
No. I said we were doing that to increase the size of the committee of inclusion.
Oh.
Because we, the four of us, can add people, can add additional members to the committee. And then the broader point of the work was to make sure that we have information about, you know, who's in our listening area and how well are they being served? How well are they being represented? So some of this work could potentially overlap with the CAB, but although those are completely different bodies set up in a different process, there's an opportunity down the road for some work to happen together, I would think. But, you know, I don't really know what stage they're at in terms of what their assignments are. And it was open to both staff and listeners, by the way. It no further board members can join, but other members of the community, whether listener or staff, could apply.
But you just voted amongst yourselves. You didn't do a formal open vote.
Correct. I think, you know, I don't remember what our formula was. It might have been anybody who gets voted on by three people, or, you know, whatever the case is. I'd have to go digging for it to find it. I do have a hard copy of the old application somewhere, if I can find it.
I want to ask really quick, if I feel like I'm underrepresented, timeline?
Can I finish my statement?
Okay, yeah, like, and I had my hand raised, but other people were, like, just jumping in, so I just followed that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, as I said before, I'm on by phone, so I can't see anybody's hand. But I'll try to find the form and get it scanned so the rest of you can see what it looks like. Go ahead, Seven.
So I believe that I'm just so you know, Eleanor's next, I think. But just so you know, I believe that I'm an underrepresented minority. And the thing is that I really came to this, you know, hoping to get a show. What's the timeline for me to actually, you know, get approved here?
Okay. So the Committee of Inclusion doesn't do anything about the programming. We don't add programs. We don't recommend particular programs. I can give you the program director is Linda Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, and her email address is pd@wbai.org. I do not know what the process is for getting a program on BAI.
PB or PD?
Program director. P as in program, D as in
PD at WBAI.org. Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Eleanor?
Yeah. I was wondering. Yes? You were saying something?
No, okay. Go.
Okay. I was wondering I was hoping that we could do some outreach to humanists. I posted something on the public listserv earlier today, a meeting, and urged people on the Committee on Inclusion to take advantage of the invitation. I'm hoping that we can reach out. Isn't that what we're here for?
We will make a note that that is one of the communities that you believe is underrepresented. I don't hear many people at BAI talking about their views on quote religion, spirituality, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know that we are.
Yeah, we get stomped on.
Excuse me?
People, we get stomped on, so people are generally quiet about that.
Mm. Okay. Anybody else? Are there other hands or other interested speakers? Otherwise, we're done for the night, folks.
I just want to reiterate, it's not necessarily safe for us to proclaim our views, which is why a lot of people keep them to themselves. But that doesn't mean that they can't listen to the radio, as, you listen to the radio, as you know, nobody can keep track of who you are or what you're listening to. And people can become members without saying what their beliefs are. So we should reach out. And if we reach out to organizations, they will spread the word for us, about us.
So it's we should be spreading the word everywhere anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so I move that we adjourn.
Okay, I hope it's been noted that I attended. Okay.
We will note that you are here, but since this is not a committee where attendance gives you membership,
I just said it will be
it won't count
that I attended.
Thank you.
I think they ended the recording, okay. So I don't know if it's going to be a log that way.
No, it's still recording.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good to know.
Yeah, okay, I second the motion.
Thank you. Good night. See you all next Monday.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Bye. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Kay. Bye.
All right. I'm ending meeting for all. Good night.
Good night.